beautiful people, to another episode of Queendom Conversations, where truth meets courage and women rise beyond what tried to break them. I'm your host, Demera Virgil, and this is the space where we speak life, unpack truth, and step boldly into purpose, one conversation at a time. Now, before we start, let's anchor ourselves with this affirmation. I am strong. I am enough. I am moving in alignment with God's purpose for me. I release what no longer serves me. And I claim clarity, strength, and growth. Today, we're stepping into a conversation about life, time, and the moments that seem right, even when everything around them is broken. I'm talking about the broken clock that is right twice a day, and what that really teaches us about ourselves, the people in our lives, and the patterns we keep repeating. Listen, ladies. A broken clock is correct 2 times every day. That's not skill. That's not growth. That's coincidence. Some of us live like broken clocks. We hold on to relationships that only align with us occasionally. We follow habits that fail more than they work. We stay in versions of ourselves that once survived but no longer serves us in this season. Spiritually, this is dangerous. We remain unmoved, unhealed, and unchanged. Yet we still expect purpose to bend to the rhythm of our hesitation. So today, we're not just talking about a clock. We're talking about patterns. We're talking about choices. And we're talking about the places in our lives that are no longer moving with us. Yes, a broken clock is right twice a day. But for the other 1,438 minutes, it's wrong. And ladies, so many of us have stayed attached to things that were right briefly. The relationships that was good the first year, the friends who were supportive only during one storm, the job that once felt like purpose, the mindset that worked only for a season, and the version of yourself that helped you survive but cannot help you grow. Some things were right once, but they're not right now. And if you're not careful, ladies, you will let an old moment trick you into believing it still has authority. Now, there's a broken clock mindset. A mindset that waits for time to find it. It says, I don't have to heal. They'll eventually see I'm right. I don't have to change. The moment will come back around. I don't have to grow. Life will meet me where I stopped. Waiting for time to find you in real life. What does that look like? Going back to someone who only loved the old you. They loved your wounded version, not your healed one. They loved you when you were quiet. They loved you when you were insecure. And they loved you when you were easy to control. But now that you have boundaries, growth, and peace, they're uncomfortable. That's a broken clock. It matched you once, but not anymore. What about staying loyal to habits that no longer grow you? You're committed to things that don't produce anything, don't bear any fruit. Still waking up late, still procrastinating, still dealing with problems the same way you did 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Then wondering why nothing has changed. The habit once helped you survive, but now it stops you from thriving. What about avoiding healing because the pain feels familiar? You rather stay hurt than do the work to get whole. You don't trust people because someone hurt you years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. Ladies, I need you to listen to me. I need you to get this. This is important. I talk to ladies every day, all through the day, mentor, roundtables, one-on-ones, you name it. I'm talking about all ages. And it will probably shock you to know how many women have not let situations go from 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40 years ago. When I have conversations with some of these women, you would think this happened yesterday, last night, early this morning. They're still holding on to those past hurts. They're still holding on to that trauma. They haven't forgiven. They play it back in their mind every day, all day long, every day. Not a day passed that they don't play back those situations from 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 years. And still counting. To this day, some of them have still not let go of situations, ladies. There are a lot of ladies who don't trust because someone has hurt them years ago. And instead of healing, they avoid closeness to feel safe. That is a broken clock mindset. Standing still so nothing else can hurt you also has an effect. Praying for change. What about praying for change while living unchanged? What do I mean by that? There are a lot of ladies that are going to listen to this podcast, to this episode, and this is exactly what they're doing. Praying for change while living unchanged. Wanting God to move on your behalf, but you're staying in the same place. Praying for peace, but still entertaining drama. Praying for love, but still choosing emotionally unavailable people. Praying for purpose, but refusing to step out of comfort zones. A broken clock wants blessings without movement. I'm going to say it one more time. A broken clock wants blessings without movement. What about expecting peace while entertaining chaos? I know for a fact there's some ladies who are going to listen to this. And they've been in the midst of chaos all day, but they're praying for peace. They're expecting peace in their life, but they keep it going with chaos and toxic conversations and gossip and just foolishness all day. But at the end of the day, you say you just want peace, but your phone is full of arguments, gossip, and distractions. What about sitting around hoping for new fruit from old roots? You know, wanting a new life while holding on to old ways. Trying to build a new identity with the same thinking that broke the last one. Trying to prosper with the same mindset that kept you stuck. Old roots cannot produce new fruit. Do you have a broken clock mindset or are you a healed woman? Do you know the difference? At some point, we have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to be honest about where we are emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically. At some point, we have to hold ourselves accountable and be honest about the things that we need to change in our life. We have to do a self-evaluation. We have to just really sit down and be honest about the things that we need to work on in our life. We have to hold ourselves accountable for the things that we are not willing to change and try to understand why. We have to be honest when we are stagnant. We have to be honest about when we are stuck, about when we have not forgave, when we have not let things go, when we are not moving and walking in our purpose and operating in our gifts the way that we should. Let me ask you this, ladies. Do you have a broken clock mindset or a healed woman mindset? This is just a little self-reflection, and I just really need you to think about these things that I'm getting ready to say because this is important. Broken clock mindset. I'll heal when the moment feels right. Healed woman mindset. I choose healing even when it's uncomfortable. Broken clock mindset. I hope they come back around. Healed woman mindset. I'm not circling back to what God delivered me from. Broken clock mindset. I'll wait for life to shift. Healed woman mindset. I shift so my life can follow. Just because something was right once, or just because something was right twice, doesn't mean that it's right now. A broken clock can be right twice a day, but guess what? It's still broken. And the moment that used to bless you should never be allowed to block you. A healed woman does not wait for time to find her. She learns how to move with time. She grows. She prays differently. She loves differently. She discerns differently. She makes choices that match her maturity. She honors her evolution, and she stops chasing what's behind her and starts aligning with what's ahead of her. There's nothing in you that God designed to stay stuck. Your spirit was built for movement, your healing was built for momentum, and your purpose was built for progression. A broken clock can stay still, but you cannot. If something in your life has stopped growing, release it. If a mindset has stopped serving you, renew it. If a season has expired, exit gracefully. You deserve alignment, not coincidence. You deserve consistency, not moments of right place and right time. You deserve truth that moves with you, not memories that keep you frozen. And hear me clearly, you are not a broken clock. You are a healed, growing, God-led woman, and time is on your side when you choose to move with it. It's time for me to wrap this up, ladies. People and systems that stop evolving get left behind. I'm going to say it one more time. People and systems that stop evolving get left behind. Many of us, especially the women who listen to this podcast, have been guilty of keeping things in our lives simply because they occasionally feel familiar and comfortable. A broken clock is still broken. Anything in your life that refuses to grow will eventually hold you back. So today, let's choose differently. Affirm. Today, I choose movement. I choose healing. I choose growth. I refuse to stay stuck in old moments. I release what no longer aligns with who I'm becoming. I move with time, with purpose, and with God's guidance. I am evolving, and I will not return to stillness. Once again, I am your host, Demira Virgil, and this is Queendom Conversations Podcast. You can find me on all social media platforms. I'm going to end this podcast with a song that I wrote and arranged called Self-Talk. It is under the Shekinah Media Group. You can find it streaming on all platforms under Shekinah, which is SHKYNAH. Again, it's called Self-Talk. And I wrote Self-Talk during a season when I couldn't depend on anyone else's encouragement. I had to learn how to speak life over myself. I had to remind myself of who I was in God, not by what people said, but by what the Word said. This song became my morning scripture, my afternoon reminder, and my midnight prayer. Again, ladies, this is Self-Talk. You all be blessed. Until next time, ladies. Bye. On the pillow.
chosen. Even when I'm cracked, I'm never broken. Faith don't fade when I'm alone. Spirit speaking through my tone. Every thought becomes a seed. I'm moving purpose, I'm built to lead. I've been learning my self-talk. Sounds better when I let his word talk. His word. When my peace feels small, I call his name. He reminds me I'm covered all the same. To test my peace, but I'm covered. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through his strength. Stretch my faith to heaven's length. No validation from the crowd or trend, just heaven's echo saying rise again. Every word's a seed. I move with intention. Every step I take, divine intervention. Isaiah 61. Every sound makes room. The Bible says the power of life and death lives right here between my breath. I speak and chains start breaking. I whisper peace, the storm stops shaking. Favor of the Lord surrounds my name. I'm walking in purpose, unashamed. Speak life. Every echo breaks the fear of the Lord. Faith has moved her heart, believe. Hallelujah. The Lord, yes, yes, yes. Blessed, blessed, yeah. Hallelujah. Promise opens heaven's gate. I am chosen, I am free. His word alive, alive in me. Hallelujah. The Lord, the Lord, yes, yeah. The Lord, my strength, my song. I will praise him all my life long. Blessed is she who believed. Her words are fire, her heart relieved. The spirit rises, I hear his call. Hallelujah.